Florida lawmakers are again tinkering with the state's school grading and testing systems. The changes follow the rollout of new learning standards the Department of Education is using to replace Common Core. Teachers and school administrators worry the bill amounts to too much change too fast, and they claim it could hurt schools that serve low-income students. I'm Lynn Hatter. The part of the proposal most worrisome for teachers and public school administrators gives less time for districts to turn around failing schools. If they don't, under current law, those schools face closure, being converted into a charter school or handed off to an outside operator. There is a contingency. If the state decides a school is on track for a C grade and is meeting its turnaround plan, it could grant the school an extension.
And the state board has historically granted and taken those considerations as factors in approving extra extensions for those schools when they can demonstrate that that's in place.
That recently happened to a school in Escambia County. Republican Representative Vance Lupus presented the proposal before the House's Education Committee. The bill eliminates the geometry end-of-course exam and replaces it with the SAT or ACT. The Commissioner of Education would have to get a federal waiver to make that change. The proposal also requires students to take civics and pass a civics literacy test. It's part of an effort to align state law with the new BEST standards the Florida Department of Education rolled out earlier this month. But the change in standards, coupled with the tighter time frame to turn around schools, may be too much change at once, warns Leon County teacher Sheila Watson.
We're looking at implementing this year with new standards, new curriculum, new cut scores. A lot of turmoil for students learning a new system while you're also implementing a quick turnaround for change. We don't think that's in the best interest of our students.
Under current law, schools have at minimum 2 years to improve their grades, and the penalties apply to those that receive an F or two D grades in a row. Alupas's plan would apply to those that receive either an F or a single D grade and would give schools about a year to make changes. Hartsfield Elementary School Principal Rhonda Blackwell told the House Education Committee her school in Tallahassee could be hurt by the turnaround changes.
I would encourage you to really research the impact of this bill and how it penalizes Title I schools. Allocating resources when grades fall and then taking the resources away once they begin to improve is not the answer. Schools that educate students in poverty need ongoing resources and support throughout the school improvement process.
The measures allow turnaround schools to hang on to their supplemental funding a little longer.
I am the boots on the ground, and how you vote will directly impact me, the work that I do, the teachers and staff that I have hired, and the students sitting in the 440 seats in my school.
Comments similar to Blackwell's generated a response from Republican Representative Byron Donalds.
Students don't get multiple years to go over their education. They get one shot at this through the continuum of kindergarten through 12th grade. And so going from a 2-year D system to a 1-year D system puts additional pressure on the administrators. I'm sorry, but the students are the ones who matter more than what any administrator has to go through because we're going to a 1D system.
Democrats are largely resigned to the eventual passage of the bill. They acknowledge they don't have the number of votes to stop it. The plan is being fast-tracked as the legislature is well past the midpoint in its 60-day lawmaking session. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.